Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Jawanza for Life. I have got a very, very special show for you lined up today. I am truly honored to be able to have the opportunity once again to speak with a gentleman who is a fabulous author, a spiritual teacher, and you who have tuned in, and for those of you who are going to go back and listen to the archives, I guarantee you, you are in for a special, special treat. My special guest today is, as I stated, an author. He's written a classic, has had a classic come through him, Medunater, Volume 1, 2, 3, 4, I think he's up to Volume 7 now, has written countless other books. I'm at a loss for words. I mean, I would take the whole time that we had to name the books that he's written. He's written Qigong Success, Comedic Success, and I want to get to my guests. I want to move out of the way because we don't have a lot of time, but I want to maximize the time that we do have. He's written another book, and it's called, it's pronounced actually, YEB, Comedic Meditation Volume 1, Heal and Enhance Your Brain with Comedic Meditation. My special guest, if you don't know by now, is Shechem Shechem Ra Unnefer Amen. Brother, welcome to Jawanza for Life. Thank you for agreeing to be on my show today.
Oh, thank you for having me, brother. Appreciate it very much.
Certainly. Brother, you are a spiritual teacher. You're an author. You know, oftentimes in these, you know, we go through cycles in civilization. Every generation has their person. And, you know, I mean, there was Martin Luther King. There was Malcolm X. There were, you know, there are just so many people. Marcus Garvey. I mean, and throughout history, you can look at people who have contributed so much to the upliftment of their people. And in this day and age, we're fortunate enough to be those of us that are in the land of the living to have you as a pioneer in the ancient tradition of our ancestors, going all the way back to ancient Kemet. And you bring forth the principles of ancient Kemet and that great civilization, and you have helped us to preserve that information and show us how we can learn, actually can tap into that same energy, that same power that allowed them to build the pyramids, to chart the stars, to be able to create mathematics and music and, you know, all of these things. And you have compiled many, many books showing us how we can tap into this power. And yet again, here now, we have another one talking about meditation, comedic meditation, and how we can enhance our brain even through comedic meditation. Brother, my first question would be, and just for those who are listening, before we get into what is comedic meditation, what is meditation? A lot of people think that, you know, it's just sitting down quietly. Some people say, I can meditate while I drive, and then they're different. You said that wouldn't be wise.
Won't be wise.
Then you've got TM, Transcendental Meditation. You've got all kinds of meditation. But what is meditation? So we can have a backdrop from which we can build on the show.
Okay. The word meditation, the root of the word is medi, meaning the middle. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So meditation is, you know, it's a state of being between waking and sleeping.
Okay.
You know? It's a state in which, you know, the certain physiological reactions that we have when we are sleeping are triggered, but, you know, consciousness is fully awake and concentrated, you know, on an objective. So we are awake, yet the body is like it's sleeping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes, sir.
In not complete sleep, but in certain ways, certain things are deactivated to enable you to become totally focused on, you know, an objective, a thought, you know, to gain understanding or to program the spirit to manifest something in your body or in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, what is comedic meditation, and how does that differ from other forms of meditation? Because it's, you know, it has the comedic in front of the word meditation, so that, of course, denotes that this is a specific type of meditation that is tied to the meditation practices of ancient Egypt.
Yeah. In other words, you see, like you said earlier, that if you ask people about meditation, they believe it's just sitting still and, you know, thinking or being quiet and relaxing or something like that. You see that?
Yes,
but
sir.
The thing is that, you know, once you go into the meditation state, there are certain things that you must do, that you must set to work on. You see that? And
yes.
And this is not clear, you know, in the various meditation systems, Zen and Qigong and so on. You see that?
Okay.
Okay. So the specific kind of work that you do in the meditation state, which is to bring forth your divinity and to bring forth, you know, the original state of your spirit, you see, is what, you know, brands this particular as kamitic meditation. You see that?
Yes.
In other words, you know, when you are, you know, when you truly, you know, succeed at meditation, you will be able to change any behavior pattern, any bad habit, or create a new habit, or you'll be able to influence your social environment. You see that? To attract wealth to yourself and help and things of that nature.
Hmm. Now, that's very interesting because you have a lot of people that go out and, like you mentioned, just attract wealth. Now, a lot of people, they go to school assuming that, you know, the more education I get, then I'm going to increase my ability to attract wealth based on the skills that I obtain through the courses that I teach or take in school that are going to enable me to go out now and command a higher paying salary. And oftentimes we find that many people who have actually graduated from college have not been able to find work in their field and, you know, have found and are still paying back student loans and are far from wealthy. But that was the design for them when they planned on going to school. Okay, I need this college degree so that I can have this piece of paper that is going to help me to, you know, attract or enhance my ability to obtain wealth. And you're basically saying then not that there's anything wrong with a college degree, but that there's another way to go about obtaining wealth. You can actually attract it through meditation.
Well, first of all, let me give an example of some of the things that my students have done with meditation and education, for example.
Okay.
I've had young people, you know, 15, 17, 18, who were, you know, C students in college. And,
yes.
You know, after a couple of weeks in meditating, they were able to become straight A students. They didn't change anything else.
Wow.
You see that? In other words, the brain, you know, certain things in the brain got healed and activated, so they were able to assimilate information and, you know, become better students. You see that?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
There are people who, with a degree or without a degree, have been able to attract more opportunities and jobs and, you know, higher income through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not another way of doing it, but the way to enhance what you do and to guarantee
wow.
that success. Yes,
and this
people,
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, but this success is not just about attracting wealth. You can attract healing, better relationships. I mean, it can enhance all areas, every aspect of your life, because I don't want to give the listeners the impression that this is just about obtaining wealth, but health as well, correct?
That's correct, to enhance any and whatever you're doing in life. Because, you see, you know, one of the things that happens with the kamitic meditation, in other words, you see, people meditate specifically, let's say, most people don't meditate, let's say, to get wealth. They don't know that that's an application of meditation. You see
okay.
that?
Yeah.
They meditate in order to de-stress, you know, and after de-stressing to improve their health and recharge their batteries and things of that nature, for example. You know, but the thing is that in the kamitic meditation, what you call, you know, wa'ib, okay, you're meditating to bring forth your divine nature. And your divine nature is able to accomplish anything. And this is what makes, you know, kamitic meditation different from other meditation systems. Meaning that, and you know, you start off life as a human being, in the human stage, meaning subject to emotions and stress and things of that nature, that type of behavior. You see that? And people who follow other meditation systems, you know, don't necessarily, they don't deliberately go, focus on rising above being human. In the Kemetic meditation system, we meditate on certain objectives to rise above being human and bring forth our divinity. And it is the divine within us that is able to accomplish any and everything, because as a human being, we cannot accomplish everything. You see? When I practice Zen Buddhism meditation and transcendental meditations and these different forms of meditation, Qigong meditation, which are very good and effective, you know, at the end of the practice for many years or whatever, I'm still not able to achieve any and everything because I'm still human.
Yes, sir.
Wa'ed, you know, aims at, you know, at restoring your divinity. You see that? It's a meditation that aims at restoring your divinity, and through that divinity, therefore, accomplish your goals. Because only as a divine being can you guarantee success for yourself in life, healing and whatever.
So then does the Kemetic meditation, is it directly tied into the 11 laws of God? Because I guess my next question would be, is it the success of the meditation, it would assume to me that if you are practicing to the best of your ability and being in harmony with the 11 laws of God, then that would, of course, increase the because you're going to be balanced. You're going to be balanced in every aspect, in every area of your life, and therefore it would seem that the Kemetic meditations, the certain sounds would be more effective. But I guess my question is, can you be successful doing Kemetic meditation and not be in harmony with the 11 laws of God? Because there might be somebody here that's listening that might be like, oh, yes, that sounds great. I'd love to get into Kemetic meditation. But in terms of the whole practice of the Kemetic or the Osirian religion, might not feel like necessarily that they're drawn to the 11 laws. You know, so I'm wondering, does one work without the other, or can one, I can assume that by doing the 11 laws and being in harmony with them, that would enhance your meditation, but can the meditation be done separate from that?
Well, let me answer that question in two parts, okay? First of all, you know, the Kemetic, the Wa'eb is a meditation process in itself. Are you with me?
Okay.
The 11 laws is an application, the initiation system for your total self, to bring forth the totality of your divine self. You with me? Okay?
Yes, sir.
This book here, the Wa'eb, I'm teaching people to meditate, you know, with the fundamentals of Kemetic meditation. You see that? So that, you know, without, let's say, going through all 11 laws, simply going through, you know, two of them. You see that?
Okay.
You know, you are able to achieve a great deal in life, meaning that you will not become fully divine realized, but you will bring forth a great part of your divinity into place. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for example, let me give you, this year we had a retreat in Virginia, and I had the wonderful opportunity to work with about 40 young people between the age of 12 and about 27, all sitting in the same room. Imagine, 12 years old, you know, all the way up to 27 years of age. And then later on I found out that there were some 11-year-old who claimed that they were 12-year-old and they didn't want to miss out on the experience.
Okay.
Now, you know, one of the 12-year-old, you know, at the end of it, he says, wow, I saw a whole bunch of colors. Which means that, you know, and he was so excited, which means that this 12-year-old, you know, had a successful meditation. But the highlight of it was a young lady, 18, who got up when I said, you know, and after just a 35-minute lecture and a 30-minute meditation, a young girl got up, you know, 18 years old, and she said, you know, I can't believe I'm standing up here giving a testimony because I am very, very extremely shy. And right. here I am, the first person that running out to give my testimonies. Everybody was like, yeah, they were amazed. You know, meaning that without focusing on overcoming shyness, this young lady, in one meditation, half an hour, first time in her life, you know, got rid of her shyness problem. You
okay.
see that? And I ran into her, you know, a couple of months later, you know, as a matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, and I asked her, you know, well, how's shyness? She said, oh, that's gone. Told me I'm a brand new person, you know. So the thing is that, you know, meditation can be used to, you know, through just one or two techniques to overcome a lot of behavioral problems that hold people back. You see that?
Okay. Yes,
but
sir.
The goal of this book is to overcome certain behavior, certain kind of stress responses, you know, and compulsions that, you know, that damage people's brains. You see that? No,
yes.
You know, in other words, in this society, you know, everybody is, not everybody, but well, not everybody is aware of the importance of physical exercise, you know? In other words, you should walk, you should jog, you should, you know, do aerobics and push-ups and do yoga. And everybody, you know, is aware of that. And many people spend a lot of money going to the gym, taking care of the physical bodies, you know.
Yes, sir.
But your most important asset is not your beauty, your physical body, but your brains. You see that? If you sit down, once you read my book and you sit down with most people, you're going to find out that 99% of the people in the world know nothing about their brains.
That's correct.
About its nutritional need and exactly what it does. Actually, you have four brains, just not one. You see that? Okay? And the thing is that you have two animal brains that, if not controlled, they will damage the two higher brains. You see that? And this is what's going on in the lives of most people, you know, and in addition to the damage of the higher brains, the brain that is responsible for your intellectual and the brain that's responsible for your spiritual behavior are damaged by the two animal brains within you. And then to add insult to injury, you know, people, you know, don't know that consuming alcohol, you know, on a certain frequency, even if it's not enough to make you drunk, will also damage those higher brains within you. You see that? And all that are recreational drugs and things of that nature, not enough sleep, and things like you go to school, and, you know, and the top schools, most of the students average about maybe 5 hours of sleep for 4 years, right?
Yes.
Damaging the brain, the higher brain's function. You see that?
Yes.
So, and that's why, you know, lots of people with high IQ and high education are not necessarily great achievers in life. You see, because in the process of pursuing a high education, the lack of sleep, the alcohol binging, and the emotionalism created by the lower animal brains within them damages, you know, they do damage to the higher brain functions or the higher brains. You see that within them. And the book is to help people understand their brains. This book, you know, Why Ed, is to help people understand the brain, you know, how it is damaged and how it can be healed and enhanced through meditation and certain supplements that you can pick up in any health food store.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Shechem and Shechem, is that, you know, for so many people that, you know, are on the planet right now, they may not even see the need for this, not that they don't have a need for it, but because people are so distracted by what we see. We go through life, we go through our days, you know, doing whatever it is that we're doing, you know, and if people knew that what you have said throughout many of your books, if not all of your books, is that, you know, our purpose for even being is to realize our divinity and be God men and God women on earth. Then, you know, if that is the goal, and if we are aware that that is the goal, you know, that my purpose in being is to realize my divinity on earth. That's why I'm here, you know. Then if I knew that from the time I was a child, if that had been reinforced in me from the time I was a child, then some of these things that can be distractions for people, you know, wouldn't be distractions because they would realize that, okay, this experience or this person that I'm meeting, this is all for the purpose of me realizing my divinity. I was actually reading something from one of your books earlier today, and was talking about the Hurukahuti principle, you know, and how when wrongdoers do certain things, you know, that, you know, why do good things or bad things happen to good people? And, you know, pretty much to help people to understand, if this is going to move you towards seeking your higher self, then that's the reason. But, and just to get back to the book, when it comes to meditating, people, you know, have to come to a realization that this is going to help enhance me to be that God man or God woman on earth. And have you found that through your teachings that that is lacking in a lot of people's minds, that they don't understand the reason that they're here? And if they understood why they were here, the purpose that they were even created, then it would make it so much easier to now seek out these spiritual tools that can help us realize our divinity.
Well, that is true. I just want to let you understand and the public understand, you know, the strategy and purpose of why they see that. You take, for example, my other books, right, where we are, you know, helping people become, to realize, you know, their divinity. Let's say Middle Tier Volume 4, the Seven Initiation System, right?
Yes.
Which is a practice for that goes from February all the way to December, you know? You repeat
mm-hmm.
year after year on different levels. But this book, Y.E.V., is not that. It's just the reverse. It's a system where, you know, with your very first meditation, it is possible that you might get rid of, you know, a certain emotional or sensual behavior.
Same okay.
With you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you know, but you will still be human. But at least, you know, by going through the book and going through the meditation, you have taken, you know, a step.
Yeah.
You know, to possibly, if you, you know, choose to, you know, then realize your divinity, pursue your divinity. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's say that somebody get this book, Y.E.V., right? In other words, you know, the book will help them to understand, okay, this is how you're damaging your health, your brain, and your health. You see that? And by
yes.
meditating in this way here, you would be able to reverse that damage by stopping a particular self-destructive behavior. Let's say
okay.
that you're in a habit of getting angry and upset, okay? And you do the meditation in the book, and after one or maybe four or five meditations, you know, you're no longer angry over X, Y, Z.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, as time, you know, and then you begin to feel good about yourself. You see that, and the teachings of the book will help you to realize that, okay, you know, I just got in touch with a higher part of myself, okay?
Yes.
So whether that person continues to pursue it or not, they would have gotten rid of something that, you know, has been holding them back, ruining their relationships, ruining their health, you see? Because, you see, lots of people are not ready to respond to that higher, you know, image of becoming a divine being, but they can respond to, you know, well, let me stop being afraid. Let me stop being angry. Let me stop being shy.
Yes, I see.
You understand what I'm talking about here? And you know, taking a step at a time. You see that? In other words, we're going after those little victories that improve people's lives, okay? And begin to open them up gradually to the understanding, you know, that there's another side to them. You see that? And
yes,
as a you know, in other words, and as I do the meditation for this, you know, improvement in life and the other and things of the nature, you know, then they will begin from within and from without to become
mm-hmm.
more receptive to the idea of, you know, transcending the human nature, the human stage, and go further. I just want to say that this book is really going to be a series. It's going to be it's a series of, you know, YED books. You with me? So this
yes,
one is healing and heal and enhance your brain. There are going to be other, you know, they're not volumes because each book is a standalone. you know, doesn't require to go through another one, but it's going to be a meditation book with guided meditation CD, for example. They all have guided meditation CDs, and it's going to be another one, let's say, for transcending alcohol addiction, another one for, you know, recreational drugs, another one would be for to help you make good health, healthy dietary choices, you know, and, you know, for critical thinking. And you know, there's going to be many, you know, books in that series. You see that? Where, you know, they're all aimed now at helping people deal with the things that they are confronted with in life, the problems that they're being confronted with, whether they become divine beings or not. But the idea is that, you know, using a system that somehow taps into some of that divinity. You see that? Will it help the person reorient themselves to that, you know, eventually? Some will and some will not. But it will still be a victory in the right direction.
Well, brother, you're going to be doing a book signing in Washington, D.C. This Saturday, actually, that's October the 19th. I want to give that information for those who are going to be in the Washington, D.C. area. If you like what you've heard so far, and I know you do, you want to definitely not miss Dr. Ra'un Nefer Amen. He's going to be at the Sinbeb Co-op, and that's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The book signing starts at 5:30 p.m., and at 6:30 p.m. there's going to be a lecture. So I'm going to leave a telephone number with you so that you can call. For more information, that number is area code 202-723-5566. Again, that's 202-723-5566. The address, again, is in Washington, D.C., 6224 3rd Street, Northwest. The book signing's at 5:30 p.m., and the lecture starts at 6:30 p.m. You don't want to miss that. Brother, I wish we had more time. Maybe we can do a part two to this, because this is food. This is spiritual food, and you've been doing this for a long time, and thousands of people have been blessed by the wisdom that's come through you. And you know, again, everything is to the end of that being, that divine being, but you can take small steps in the right direction. And even if you don't go all the way this time, you can still be better tomorrow or be even better today than you were this morning even, just taking small steps, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Well, brother, any parting words? I know we only had like a half an hour. Again, I'd like to set up something. I could maybe call your office and we can do a part two to this, because, again,
Absolutely.
I really appreciate
it. Whenever you're ready, after next week, we can do this.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any parting words
for our listening audience, Shechem and Shechem?
Well, my parting words is what I, you know, extract of what I said earlier, is that people need to realize that the most important asset they have is the brain, their brains. Mm-hmm. You see that? And, you know, but people cultivate other things. They cultivate, you know, gathering information, you know, looking good, you know, losing weight, being buffed, you know, dressing well, you know, getting a good education. But they haven't been made aware that the most important asset is the brain. So they need to start getting the knowledge of the brain. If you ask the average person to name the parts of the digestive system, they can tell you teeth, tongues, mouth, salivary glands, you know, esophagus, stomach, and all of that. You see that, you know, pancreas, liver. But if you ask them to name the parts of the, let's say, the midbrain.
Okay.
Not so many people can say, you know, thalamus and hypothalamus and amygdala and hippocampus and cingulate, you know, so forth. You with me? They cannot, and what each part does. You see that? But these are the things that are, you know, affecting and driving their lives. You see that? Ruining or enhancing their relationships. You know, ruining or enhancing their learning abilities, the ability to make money, to be successful or to fail. That's where it comes from. You see that? And people are not being taught that. They're not making the effort to learn about it. and, you know, and how to, you know, enhance these things. You see that?
Yes,
and that's why there's so much relationship failure. That's why there's so much failure and problems in life. You see? And so, you know, I would say to people, you know, get as many books as they can that explain how the brain, you know, works and how to enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the frontier of the next science, the brain and the spirit. Not outer space, but inner space.
All right. That's Brother Rahul Nefer. I mean, I'm going to squeeze in one last question before you go. What about those who have already gotten their incarnation objective and they know, you know, what that, you know, you have the sounds on the CD, for example, if it's, you know, Osset, Osir, Haruka Huti, Sebag, can they use those and meditate along with those guided meditations until they get the book? I mean, is that going to be a benefit? Or let's say they have a comedic name.
Well, yeah, we have guided meditations, you know, for each of those, you know, hekau, for those words of powers, okay, that are, you know, that will help them. You see that?
Okay.
You know, but the incarnation objective is your entire life, your destiny. And for that is, if you really want to ace your destiny, then you want to do the Meditative Volume 4, which is the Osirian Initiation.
Okay. Well, brother, again, it is. I don't want to go over my time. I want to be respectful. I want to thank you so much. I have enjoyed this. I've looked so forward to this interview, and I've gotten so much out of it, and I know that the listeners have as well. I will be in touch with your office to set up another one so that we can do part two so that we can continue. Again, brother, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all of the work that you've done, all of the books that you've written. They have been beneficial, and so many people, I'm speaking for so many people when I say, Twau, we really appreciate it and we love your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnson. Continue to do the work that you're doing. What you're doing is a great asset and benefit to our people. Peace and love.
Thank
brother.
You, sir. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Okay.
Peace and blessings. That was Shechem Shechem Ra'un Nefer. Amen. You want to see him live if you're going to be in the Washington, D.C. area? This is how you do it. On Saturday, October the 19th, he's going to be at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. He's going to be doing a book signing, and the book signing starts at 5:30 p.m., and that will be until 6:30 p.m., at which point he will be doing a lecture. And if you want more information, this is the phone number to call, 202-723-5566. That's 202-723-5566. It was truly, truly an awesome, awesome interview with Dr. Shechem Shechem Ra'un Nefer. Our man always is. This is one of those brothers who, if you're alive and on the planet today, you are just as blessed as those who were alive during the days of Marcus Garvey. And I used to wonder what it would have been like to have been alive during that time. You ever done that? You ever wondered what it was like, what it would be like to be alive during the times of certain people, certain great people? And you have the opportunity to see this gentleman live and in person. He's going to be in Washington. So if you're there, I'm going to give the number one more time. That number is area code 202. What did I do with it? 202-723-5566. My name is Juwanza. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. I look forward to speaking with you and talking to you again very, very shortly. I'm going to be calling his office very soon to set up part two of that interview. And until then, we're going to take it to the top, okay? Have a wonderful week. Peace and blessings.
Take me up higher. Reach for the top. Higher and higher.